What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But you know who stays hot is the Cubs. The Cubs had one of those power surge weekends where you felt really good right up till yesterday's game. And that one may have left a mark because Shota Imanaga, this is the second game in a row where he leaves the game, only this time it didn't seem like a cramp, didn't seem like he was punching his leg. It seemed like he has a leg issue.
He was grabbing the back of his leg.
Yes.
Which again, Ron Coomer correctly diagnosed Dr. Coomer as a hamstring injury.
Oh, that's usually it.
And they are calling it a strain. They have not gotten imaging.
But they're doing that today.
They don't know how bad it is. I think Shota...
They're immediately doing imaging.
...does not appear to have a great, first of all, history with hamstring injuries, and doesn't have a great grasp, if you will, with how bad this one could be or maybe not or couldn't be. You just
Craig
don't know.
Counsell said he's never had a lower leg injury.
How's that possible?
So he doesn't know. He looks like he's a lower leg injury waiting to happen, if I'm watching the shower commercial correctly.
He's a little doughy. And I think that you wonder about his conditioning, perhaps. I marvel at how he has been as durable, making every start since he arrived.
I know.
Because he's been pretty steady. He's been pretty dependable.
Right.
And then you see the shower commercial, and like, that's a major league pitcher?
Not quite as cut as you'd imagine.
Well, no.
Do a sit-up
one. Okay. That's a Nautilus machine. Okay. Just
but
go.
It's not even that. It's like he doesn't look like he's ever lifted a weight.
He doesn't at all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, this is how we do sit-ups here. It seems very much like an accident waiting to happen if you have somebody. But again, as Ozzie said, it made me think of Ozzie Guillen when we were talking to him over the years about all these White Sox players who had all these finely tuned bodies and all these quick to be injured bodies. And he says, well, you can't pull fat. Ozzie likes to say, you can't pull fat. And I thought of that yesterday, like, well, okay, Shota's got a hammy. Okay. I don't think he's that tightly wound.
No, he doesn't seem to be.
But let's hope he's okay.
Oh, boy. That looks like an
IL. All kidding aside.
No, that looks like an IL stint.
He's going to miss a start or two, right?
Yeah.
And then.
But and I think the sad thing is that took away from, you know, the power surge and the PCA stuff.
The kid with the blue hair can hit.
Yeah. We heard that from Murph.
Their young guys are at the peak of their game. You know, it's the blue-haired kid is you know, kind of a freak right now, the way he's playing. The new kid with the huge feet, that kid is what a hitter. You know what I mean? What a hitter. I just notice him when he's digging in the box, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. You know, but he's what a hitter. What a hitter. They could put the kid with blue hair on the mound. He can do anything else right now. Superhuman. Does he still have blue hair?
I don't think so. They showed him with his blonde hair now, I think.
Oh, I like that kid, man. He's a good player.
That's great. Pat Murphy after the game?
That's so funny.
Post-game Pat Murphy.
Because That he was being positive, but he was also kind of taking a slap.
A little bit.
A little bit of a slap.
That's kind of his sense of humor.
Yeah, that's very funny.
It's very funny.
And Kyle Tucker has giant feet?
Size 14.
Yeah.
I believe. Size 14.
That bozo is one hell of a hitter.
With the huge feet.
I did not know that Kyle Tucker was known as the guy with the huge feet. He's got a big bat. No doubt about that. But he digs in. Murph's great. We talked to him on Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning.
So funny.
He didn't mention these things on Saturday morning. He kind of gave us kind of a hard time because we didn't have like grilling. We didn't grill him about the state of the Brewers necessarily. There were other things to get to, and he was like, "Was that it?" He's like, "That it?" Like, all right, but
well, they're under 500 now.
They're struggling.
That. Yeah,
they've had injuries.
Yeah.
They've had, you know, some inconsistency at the plate. They don't have the team they had last year.
They got a pretty good pitcher, though, for Sundays. Holy cow. You're going to run into that.
No doubt about
any
it.
Any offense, you're going to run into a guy that can pitch.
But you're exactly right the way you put it. You feel good about the Cubs weekend despite losing yesterday, but it's all marred by the injury.
That's what it is.
The uncertain status of Shota Imanaga.
Yeah.
And so you feel like... Yeah, you know, they won another series. They went 4-2 on a road trip. You got to feel good about where they are in the division. But, Shota's gone.
Yeah,
How long?
And you need him as more than any pitcher on your staff. And, you know, I don't know if you were ranking what player you can least afford, if it would be Bigfoot or Blue Hair or Doughboy, but listen, I mean,
when you're talking about the future of Bigfoot, Blue Hair, and Doughboy, you have to really think that you're going to be without Doughboy for about 2 weeks. Big Hair.
Wow, who's kidding. That guy?
Who's Big Hair? Bigfoot.
Hairy Feet is really struggling with.
I think Bigfoot got up back on track this weekend. He had a pretty good
series
in Milwaukee. And then Blue Hair's doing everything. Although he did, you know, he's talking about stolen bases. I was shocked that William Contreras threw out PCA. And that was a nice throw. And I just think he didn't get a good jump. So I guess he is not infallible on the bases. But boy, he's hitting everything. That Friday night game was so much fun.
They can put the kid with blue hair on the mound. He can do anything else right now. Superhuman.
PCA's making all the rounds. He is
he's everywhere.
The story by Ken Rosenthal last week was outstanding.
Yeah.
I think he did something with Cubs.com. That was on MLB.com. And the national attention is coming, and he is ready for his close-up.
Oh, he's definitely arriving a few years early, Mr. Dustino. Were you not amused? He has this kind of narrowed look in his eyes. Were you not amused by Blue Hair?
I liked it. I mean, okay. Listen, he had a hell of a weekend.
He had a great weekend.
Hell of a weekend.
And you know, to acknowledge it is important. I mean, he did it with a backhanded compliment, but that's still pretty good.
That's his sense of humor, though. That's almost like you could imagine Craig Counsell saying something like that in that tone.
Oh, my God.
These guys are good friends for a reason. I think they both have similar sensibilities and senses of humor. So,
is his hair still blue?
His hair's not still blue.
So funny.
The blue-haired kid is, you know, kind of a freak.
The blue-haired kid. And I guess calling him kind of a freak is definitely a compliment.
To be a, you know, 20-something grandfather is pretty extraordinary.
Jameson Taillon was good again, though.
Jameson Taillon was excellent. He has been really good this year. And it occurred to me as I was watching that performance that, wow, it's a good thing they didn't trade him. Wasn't there a lot of
chatter
about that?
Yeah. A lot of chatter.
No, he's now as sturdy and as solid as anybody.
And with the two lefties out, with Justin Steele out for the season and Shota and Imanaga out, and probably for a couple starts, you're going to need Taillon to stay sturdy.
I got to tell you, you know, the other guy was Ben Brown. I mean, feel free to go after him if you want, Craig Counsell, because that apparently worked.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moment for him. We talked about the pressure being on, and he delivered 6 innings.
No doubt.
Shutout innings. You know, the Cubs have 5 shutouts this year as a pitching staff, I believe. And that is the low-key kind of clutch performance that really nobody talks about that much. We always – well, the bats are the bats, and the offense is one of the best in the majors. But their pitching staff has quietly been pretty good.
And
as a starting rotation.
No question. And Shota, it'll be really interesting in terms of what I can tell as to whether or not they will do, as you said, if he misses a couple starts, they may try to get through that with what they have. Chris Flexen is kind of stretched out. They could try to solve it that way as opposed to bringing up a guy like Cade Horton, because it might be a little bit early for Cade Horton. And we'll see. You just worry about him in terms of how long he can go.
You worry about him having enough innings
exactly.
to last into September.
That's what I'm saying.
And what you're doing to his career if you push him.
Right.
But he
just started in Iowa, right?
That's a valid concern.
Right.
But it's one that I think it tends to be more prevalent of a part of the conversation than it used to be. It used to be if you have a young prospect and he's ready to come up, you bring him up.
Yeah.
You don't overuse him. And I don't think Cade Horton would ever be a guy you'd go into the sixth or seventh inning with. But how come we didn't hear these concerns with Paul Skeens, for example?
Right.
Or
right.
other young prospects that are coming up. Cade Horton pitched on Sunday.
Yep.
And he was lights out again.
He was very good.
He's on the same rotation as Shota. So theoretically, he could take Shota's next start. He'd be on time to do that, on schedule. But again, the Cubs today probably are having conversations about just that if they haven't already.
Right.
What is the right time to bring up your best pitching prospect?
Yeah, they need to know the time frame of Shota, and then they need to be realistic about, you know, if that's a few weeks,
yeah,
then you worry about a rehab start.
You do worry about that.
You just have to be careful.
It depends on the severity of the injury.
Exactly.
So once Shota is done showering and singing, he'll get his imaging, and he will figure out how bad that hamstring has been strained.
They bring him in, and then they say, "Hey, Shota, you know, we got to get the imaging done. Why don't you take a quick shower, and we're going to get
there's
some
no
more,
quick showers.
We're going to get some more tape. Yeah. We're just going to keep
So you and when you're done the shower, just go hang out with Blue Hair and Bigfoot, and we'll get to you right away. Oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
So the other option is this, and I think it's not, even if it's not an option, it's worth pointing out.
Right.
You mentioned Ben Brown. That was an outstanding performance.
It was.
Chris Flexen throwing three shutout innings as well.
Yeah.
Guy we talked about last week, having a purpose in that on that pitching staff, the versatility and veteran presence he provides is really important, especially when you're having the kind of injuries they're having right now.
Yeah, I saw with Flexen that they he was throwing a slider like 15% of the time, and they were like, no, let's not do that. And he swapped out for some other pitch that he throws like 10% of the time. Like they made an adjustment with what he was throwing, which is excellent.
Because the pitch mix.
Yeah,
varied. Yeah.
He's pitched very well. At AAA, so you would think that he could probably get back into a starting role, or who knows? Maybe you do like an opener type thing, and you go try to see if you can get four innings out of him, and then you go to the bullpen. Brad Keller had a good outing.
Brad Keller being used in relief,
yeah,
and how effective he has been,
yeah,
is another example of just how that was an under the radar signing. He was added as a minor league contract,
right,
and then he developed some consistency in spring training, and now he's a valuable part of that bullpen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I know Julian Merriweather did not do well yesterday, and we have a texter wants him DFA'd.
Why are you so Fairweather and Merriweather?
Slow down. Yeah, don't be a Fairweather Merriweather man.
But how do you come in and throw a wild pitch on the first
offer?
It's not
good.
Come on.
But
what are you doing?
Because he wasn't ready to go.
He decides when he's ready.
He gets to throw as many
unlimited pitches.
He could pitch a game.
You're making it sound so simple. Right? Imagine you're sitting in the bullpen. Your starter is cruising along. What are you shaking your head at?
You make it sound so... David, he gets as much time as he decided
he
that he was ready. If you
know,
say you're ready, then you're ready.
But mentally, you're not going into that inning thinking you're going into the game. You're thinking about you're probably an inning away from that. I understand why he would have been a little bit unsettled for his first hitter or so.
Yeah, the poor guy is sitting there, and he's like...
For a guy fat-shaming Shota Imanaga, you think he'd be a little harder on a guy who can't... whose job it is to come into a tense situation. That's his job. Julian Merriweather is supposed to be a high-leverage reliever, and he can't even throw his first pitch correctly.
But you don't know what
in
he's
a scoreless
going
game. Oh, yeah.
Do you know if
he's
he...
probably thinking about vacation he took 6 years ago.
Do you know...
He's thinking. When
no,
I took
he's
her
not
to
thinking
prom,
about that. Do we know?
I stop at the broad stop on the way back.
I shouldn't
and pick
have
up
asked for a kiss. I should have just gone in for one.
Was he and Miguel Amaya on the same page with PitchCom? That's another thing you don't know, because that was a little bit outside, but it wasn't that uncatchable.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.